Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday around the world. Welcome. Dedicated to the memory of the late Joe Arion. And we miss him and we love him. And, you know, so many things that are happening these days, Joe would have been very proud of. And that's my first glad on Mad or Glad Monday. The committee dedicated to making sure that the service dog schools are licensed and that they get a have a permit so that people can have rights when being dealt with. You know, it's one of the most horrible things in the world when you train with a guide dog or a service dog for 3 weeks at a facility and the agency has used you to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars and they don't give you your dog. Horrendous. People don't realize it. You know, because people don't go through it. And many of the people who do go through it are afraid to express their real feelings. Sometimes they turn inwardly and they become ill, you know. Otello, he was an introvert, you know, kept everything in. It's one of the reasons I believe that he had acquired epilepsy. It could have been a blow to a head too. But people are intimidated when they're denied the dog because the agencies tell them, you know, oh, reapply, you know, go to another school. And this can go on for years and years. We have experience with that, you know. No law, no rights, no licensing to train the dog, you know. I mean, it's horrendous. It's a real mad, you know. And I'm sure that there are thousands, perhaps millions of people out there who feel the same way. Because that dog becomes your life when you're blind or disabled. For the years that you have that dog, it's a part of your life. You cannot measure it. It's so hard to explain it unless you live it and you know what it is. But that's what motivates us. And we're going to do a show Wednesday night on Meet the Committee. Tell you all about the people on the committee. Anyone out there, by the way, who has any influence or way with funding. One of the things we talked about at our committee meeting, our first committee meeting, was how to make people aware that people have no rights dealing with the service dog schools. There's never been a radio commercial or a television commercial or a newspaper ad on the subject. Never that I've known of in the history of the world has anyone ever put out a campaign dedicated to the awareness that people have no rights when dealing with service dog schools. That the agencies can raise all that money, use the person to raise the money, get the money from you, the public. They don't get any government money. Deny the person, keep the money. You know, we watched the video, the website from one of the schools over here in the Smithtown. I'm not afraid to mention the schools. They should be the first ones to want to give people rights. You know, we're dealing with them. We watched the video, and people were commenting, "Oh, look at that! Look at, you know, they." They raise all that money and the person lives at the school, blah, blah, blah. How much of that stuff How much of that stuff is donated? And they don't even pay for it. You know? They use the situation to raise the funds and to get stuff donated. You know? They may even get the food donated. I don't know. You know? So they're using us every which way they can. All the more so, it makes me mad why they should give people rights. So anyway, by the way, if you're trying to call in, the phones are down. We have no control over it. So you'll have to bear with us. It doesn't look like we're going to have any phone calls on the MetaGlad. All right, so that's a definite mad. Look at the petition. Almost 80,000 names, and we don't even really have the money to promote that petition. Wish we did. But change.org, go to change.org, type in Inner Sight, see a picture of my late guide dog, Windsong, the beautiful white Akita, and sign the petition. Read it. Sign it. You know, the petition's not for everybody. Because a lot of people believe that these schools are always right. And we know what that means. You know, it's like dealing with an organization that can do no wrong. You know, as soon as you hear that, beware. There's something wrong with it. And that's the word. The agencies, we did that show the other night. They're not pure. They don't want to give people rights. But we're going to make them do it. They're going to have to do it. Either that or give the business over to somebody who wants to do it. That's the bottom line answer. You don't want to give people rights? Get out of the business. Turn it over to people who do. There's plenty of people at Inner Sight who could do a much better job operating the service dog schools. And the reason we could do a much better job is because we would give people rights and respect them. That doesn't mean we'd give everybody a dog. No. We'd tell them like it is. If they're not happy with us, they would have the right to challenge that decision in an impartial atmosphere. Because we would demand that the state license us and you know, have a permit and all that. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion. And never forget what Joe stood for, the great, great transportation advocate, and a lot more. Mad or Glad brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. All right, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. He's got a benefit coming up this month in Bethpage. Go to his website, and I'm sure you'll find the information. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical help for your animal. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. Big East, Akita Rescue, .org. And I got to tell you, my dog is so great at traffic checks, working the traffic. I don't know how she does it, you know. Today we were out walking, and some of these roads out here where I live are horrible. you know, you got to walk in the road. Well, three dogs came out to greet her, two or three. And they wanted to play with her. And here comes the car. You know? So she's trying to figure out, you know, am I going to be attacked? This car is coming. Well, she handled it. It wasn't an easy call, but she did it. You know, kept me safe. The great strength and the wisdom of the Akita. Big East, Akita Rescue. You get the right one, makes a great service dog. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Because they're not being truthful. 609-388-7004. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Tell her we said hello. Around the world, all the beautiful children. Corey Foster of Antio Quindo. Check them out and keep those who are with us alive and safe. Let them live their life. Corey and Navante deserved a lot better. All right? Couldn't get it. All right. Around the world, in a site brought to you by the Touro Law Center, 631-761-7000. And I want to thank my friend, Mr. Anthony Kennedy, for his $100 donation to keep this thing alive. We greatly appreciate that. And anyone out there who would like to make a donation, go to our website, check out the PayPal, and make the donation to Inner Sight. And now the big thing that we have is the committee to license these schools to ensure that a disabled person will have rights and will be able to get a day in court. We're hoping that Senator Boyle is going to come through and draft that legislation. All right, around the world, Inner Sight Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for helping keep this show on the air. 631-880-7929. You want to know about legislation or meetings or anything of that nature? Give Silo a call. Check them out. All right. I want to thank my good friend, G. Brian Benson, who is offering his book to help Inner Sight, Habits to Success. Click on the link, PayPal.me/ G. Brian Benson. And if you purchase the book, $4 goes to Inner Sight. So check it out. A beautiful, beautiful gesture. By the way, anyone out there who knows of the whereabouts of the great, great Ron Delsner, many years ago, our paths crossed. We were friends. And I would like to talk with Ronnie. Been trying to find out how to at least call him, make sure he's well, first of all, and ask him if he would know of anyone who would be willing to do a benefit. And this would be the first time in history this would ever be done, a benefit to raise funds to create awareness that blind and disabled people have no right to a day in court when denied a service dog or denied the help that they believe they should have. So if anyone out there has any inclination how I can reach Ronnie, please let us know. You can call the InterSight number, 631-224-3090. Ronnie was a great, great guy, and we produced that show together. Well, he produced it, really. I can't take credit for that. He did it. Years ago, I brought Stevie and Ray together at the Philharmonic Hall, but Ron donated his time to produce that show, and I'll never forget it. Let's do it again for a different, a little bit of a different cause. You know, give people rights. Isn't that what everyone is all upset about? The what the these people in Hong Kong who are going to be sent over to the mainland of China now. A lot of people are upset about that they're going to have to stand trial over there, which is a whole different system than what we've got here. You know? So, everybody is conscious of rights. Everybody has rights, but us who have to deal with service dog schools, I don't know of any other massive group that has no rights. All right, InterSight around the world. And congratulations to InterSight and my co-host. And we're in the top 10 shows of disability programming. If you go to Google and you put in the top 10 disability programs, they'll bring you to this website where you can read all about it. All right, so we're very proud to 83,472 listeners to date, and we went up about over 3,000 in the last few weeks. Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by Good Mojo Printers, 631-666-1010, good friends who helped us with the service dog wedding from a couple of years ago. SuttonInsurance.com, and Baccaro's, a good friend over there, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Massapequa Park. 516-798-1555. You want to have a cool glass of wine, some pasta and all that. Check out Baccaro's, Massapequa Park, New York, 1020 Park Boulevard. All right, around the world, InterSight. Mad or Glad, apologize that the phones are down. So, if you're mad or glad about anything, you'll have to hold it until we can get some communication in here. All right? Yeah, so, you know, every disabled person in this country should be mad about the fact that you cannot get the help that you need, you know, and that things aren't made for you. Now, a lot of people claim that the so-called smartphone is the answer to all this. Well, maybe it's the answer for some, but it certainly isn't the all-inclusive answer to everyone, you know? Because if that phone breaks down, or you forget it, or you lose it, you know, where are you? You know? You're no place when you're visually impaired or disabled. Getting around. Yeah. So it may help you, and this makes me mad. It may help you with a few things here and there, you know. But when the chips are down and you need to really communicate, wouldn't it be much better to know that it was put there for you, like it was put there for everybody else? And whether you had that smartphone or not, to know that you can access things. Now, the people that are dwelling on these smartphones, to me, should be mad and should be dwelling on the fact that the American Disability Act does not care about us, does not protect us. How's the smartphone going to fix that? You know? It's not going to fix making a stronger law, giving us rights. I'm going through a thing now that makes me mad with this ridiculous accessoride. And I want to thank Sydney in New York City for caring and for helping me and inviting me to speak at the meeting of the accessoride officials and the media. I'll be going down there on June 24th, New York City, to tell my story. And it doesn't take long to tell it either. You only get a couple of minutes. Well, that's all I need. So, horrible. You know, the accessoride, and by the way, I checked with our people here and the Suffolk Bus Corp, people who believe in what we're doing. Checked with them, and they said they would absolutely not turn away a disabled person with a service dog if they failed to tell them that they had the service dog. So it's wrong. Absolutely wrong to make a policy like that. What if the person doesn't know if they're going to have their guide dog with them on that particular day? You know? What if the dog gets ill? You know, the last minute, and you can't have the dog. What if the dog gets well? The dog is ill, and the dog gets well. You know? Please God, and you now decide that you can have your dog with you. When you made the reservation, you weren't sure. See, there's a lot of different scenarios that come into this. What if the person doesn't want to tell them they have a guide dog? You know? What if the person doesn't know until the day they're being picked up if they're going to use their dog or their cane? See why that policy is horrible? It doesn't work and it shouldn't be. You know, you don't ask somebody, are you going to have your eyesight with you? Are you going to have your safety with you? That's a stupid, idiotic question, isn't it? Well, that's how stupid it should be to ask the blind and disabled person. If they want to volunteer, you know, yeah, I have a guide dog, you know? If the accessoride shows up and the car is full, you know, you can't get in, let them roll up another bus, another car. That's all they got to do. That's what they're supposed to do anyway. But don't discriminate because a person is blind, they have their dog. I didn't even make the reservation in this case. So how are they blaming me? Or anybody? This reservation was made by a friend of mine in New York City. I was on my way to, we were on our way to a nursing home to help a blind woman. And they refused to take me. They said they were sending another bus, and they lied. You know, my friend waited by the door on the curb. I worked my dog out into the street a little bit and went to two or three buses, and they refused. They said, no, we don't have you. So, you know, there you have it, folks. It's belligerent. It's evil. It's horrible to do that to a person who's blind, who's trying to live their life. And people like that should be arrested. The law should be so strong that nobody's going to do it anymore. That's how it should be. Not have to debate it in a court. If that dog is there to help you and that dog is doing its job, there should be no debate in a court. There should be enforcement. Total enforcement. To the point where if you don't want to take this person, you don't belong here. You're fired. And you're lucky if we don't have you arrested. That's what it should be. Inner sight around the world, mad or glad. And let me remind everyone, tomorrow night, Channel 20, television, Long Island, Channel 20, 8 to 8:30, our show. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Spirit Channel, Channel 3. And we apologize if you've been rerunning the same show because we had some equipment problems and I think we finally got the equipment we needed in today. It was supposed to come in today. So we hope by next week to have a couple of new shows over there. All right, around the world, inner sight. The phones are down. We apologize if you're listening on the Mad or Glad. We thank you for that, but the phones are down, and we know people probably want to voice the glad or mad. So bear with us, and we'll try to get your phone calls in another night. Suzanne has to go to the hospital tomorrow. We wish her the best. We wish her to get well. And we're going to be here all week doing the show as best we can. Apologize that we won't be able to take phone calls unless we can get somebody to substitute. We'll try to do that. All right, inner sight. By the way, if you want to send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. You know, just say it out plain. No attachments. And that's the inner sight email. Anyone who would like to be on the program, put it to us in an email. Tell us what you want to talk about. You don't have to be disabled, by the way. In fact, we are trying to help the average taxpayer who is not disabled, who has to pay taxes and people, here's another mad, people trying to get what they need. And the money being there more than enough, and yet you still can't get help. The system is archaic and outdated, and the attitude of the agencies is outdated. You need people in there, in these agencies, who have a better understanding of what's going on and who have a much better wholesome attitude toward the disabled. And that's what we want to see. You know, we've got to strengthen this ADA if we keep it. It's got to be modified and changed because it's horrible the way it is. It does not protect us. We see it time and time again. Next month is the celebration of the ADA. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Yours truly will not celebrate the ADA. It hasn't done one thing for me, and I'm sure thousands of others. I won't celebrate it. I'll celebrate it by saying that it should be modified and changed and strengthened and enforced. Where's the enforcement? So that's what we believe. You know, if you have listened to our show for many, many years, you know that Joe Arion, the late Joe Arion, used to say, get rid of the ADA and amend every law to include us. Now, that would make us equal. And that would mean that you would have to raise money to make us equal, because you'd have to eventually change every structure in this country. And that would be a good thing. You know? And don't forget, you can change many of these things and people wouldn't even know it. You can put in hidden ramps that come out and all that stuff, and there's ways to do it without damaging landmarks and all that. You know, that's a damn ass excuse. A place that's a landmark. You can't, you know? They left us out. They had no right to leave us out when they made those landmarks. Disabled people have been around for thousands and thousands of years. They had no right to exclude those who have problems walking, who need devices and wheelchairs and so on and so forth, and those who can't read things. So there's no excuse for that. And that's what Joe believed. Get rid of the ADA and give us equal rights like everybody else would have. That's the bottom line. Well, let me give out the Inner Sight number. Don't call us now because we're on the air, but 631-224-3090. Call after, don't call between 8 and 9 weeknights. Any other time you could call, leave a message. 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number. And let's see, tomorrow night we're going to do a show called Get the System Before It Gets You. You know, try to come up with some ideas how people can beat the system. You know, one of the biggest drawbacks, and it makes me mad, disabled people are conditioned to believe, you know, don't use your disability to advance yourself, you know. Well, don't people use their ability, their non-disability to advance themselves that they were given? Well, we were given disability. No matter how you look at it, you know, somebody had something to do with it. Just like somebody had something to do with a person being able-bodied, so to speak. But everybody's disabled in one way or another. So what's wrong with using what you have, what you are, to advance yourself? You know? You can do it in a way that makes you feel comfortable, that you think is right. The agencies use us, don't they? Don't they use us? Don't they use our disability to raise millions and millions of dollars? And when you call them up for help, and this makes me mad, their favorite phrase is, oh, we don't have the money for that. But they use our disability to make sure they get that money, don't they? My friend and co-host on this show, Suzanne, has been dealing with the Commission for the Blind for 5 years. You know how much money they've made on her? Try to find out. They won't tell you. Go figure that out. You know? Call Albany. Call the Commission's office and say, how much money do you make on the average person who's been with you struggling for 5 years? You know, all they did was get her some glasses and a hearing aid. You know, and you can damn well figure that they've made thousands and thousands of dollars on her from the federal government, and they gave her a little bit of so-called mobility training, which didn't even come from a blind person. You know, so it wasn't really for real. You know, because that person who gave her the mobility training doesn't live it. I got mobility training from a blind person. That's the real way to do it. Then you know that you're out there with somebody who really knows what they're doing. All right, inner sight around the world, mad or glad. Sorry, the phones are down. We got the mad or glad. What's going on with Mr. Trump? Wants to put tariffs on everybody to try to get them to fall into line. Well, I guess that's one way to do it. I'm not a politician, but I know that that song that Neil Diamond wrote, money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it can't walk, you know, but it does talk. Remember that movie some years ago where I forget what actor it was. I think it was Clark Gable. And went into a hotel, and I forget the circumstances, but they didn't want to give him the room he wanted, or he wasn't happy with it, or some such thing like that. And he was so wealthy that he took out his checkbook And of course, in those days, you could do it for a lot less money. He bought the place. You know, I don't know. In those days, who knows? $20,000-$30,000, you bought a whole place. You know. So he bought the place, and that's how he was able to get what he wanted. You know. Well, very few people can do that today. But Mr. Trump has the means to do it, and I think he's trying to convince a lot of these countries in the way that he believes will help America and will help the country that he's dealing with, too. You know, he looks at things from a business point of view. So you got to understand that. He's not really your typical politician. He's more of a businessman. We've written a letter to Mr. Trump. We're hoping to get him to look at it and maybe by some miracle understand our concept and help us bring it about. You know, you never know. All right, this is Inner Sight Matt of Glad around the world. And let's see, tomorrow night we're supposed to have open mic, but we're not going to be able to do the open mic tomorrow night. We'll try to do it Thursday night. So we'll have the show, Get the System Before It Gets You. Wednesday night is Meet the Committee. We'll tell you about all the people who are on the committee to license the service dog schools and change things for people and give us rights. You know, it's going to... And this makes me glad. It's gonna be a much different feeling when you apply for a service dog school and you know that you have rights, you know, and if you want to, and this all has to be written and documented, otherwise we will not endorse it. You can demand that you witness the training of the dog. You know, you can say, hey, I found this breed dog, you know, I want you to evaluate it, take a look at it. I've had it evaluated and the trainer agrees, you know. Why don't you evaluate it? See? There's another way that the licensing will help. There's another GLAD. And you know, the people who work for these schools, if they don't want to see this, if they don't want to do it, let them get the hell out of that job because they don't belong there. Now, we're not saying that the disabled person is always right and they're going to pick the right dog and all that. No. We're saying give it a chance. You know? And the bottom line is the school can go to court as well as the disabled person. You know, it works both ways when we get this thing set up. So there you have it. But it's going to be a whole different feeling to know that you apply. I mean, make a reasonable time. Let's say 30 days. They got to let you know if they're training a dog for you or what the status is, or you know, they can't find the right dog, or you know, get somebody over to your home and check the shelters and see if the right dog is there for you. You know, the whole thing has to come together because people tired of being taken advantage of. If they're going to raise $100,000 to train that dog, and that person, and you know, use the individual to raise that money, that person should have all the rights in the world and protect it. So Wednesday, we'll give you the breakdown on the committee. Got a lot of good people on it, and we've got at least three people now who have been denied service dogs. So that's what we need. By the way, anybody out there who has been denied a guide dog or a service dog, let us know. We won't use your name unless you want us to. But sign that petition, change.org. That's going to make a big difference. Almost 80,000 names. All right, you're listening to Inner Sight, the top 10, one of the top 10 programs on disabilities in the world. And one of the other shows was read to me, listed, mentioned the Australia in connection with the United Kingdom. Well, I got to tell you that Inner Sight helped to bring about freedom in England. Now, I don't know. Somebody told me that law may have been repealed. I'm not sure, but I'll find out. But assuming that it hasn't been, you know, you're allowed to go to England with your guide dog, service dog. And, you know, of course, double check this. But as far as I know, we worked on it. We had a guy British Parliament, you know, the British Parliament. And he was blind. He had a guide dog. He couldn't leave the country and go home. You know, they would have taken his dog away. We had a beautiful letter from Elizabeth Taylor, who was a big dog lover and had to keep her dogs on her yacht outside of British waters. They wouldn't let her in the country. You know, and she had a big mansion over there. So she wrote us a beautiful letter. And we were able to get some recognition. It got into the papers. I had mentioned to the London papers that, you know, Princess Diana had passed away, and I was thinking out loud, and I said, I wish she was alive because I know she would support our cause. And they printed it, and I feel very proud that her and I, that I was able to share a bit of continuity with a princess that I never met. But yet she was there in spirit, and we won the fight in England. Now, this horrible thing going on in Australia, down under, you know, these people down there are horrible people to do that. And we have listeners in Australia, I know that. A horrible, horrible place to disregard the life of a blind person. Let's take all service dog, but especially the blind, you know, to not understand what that dog means to the person, what that dog stands for. and to, you know, break the bond of a blind person and the dog. You know, it's like you going over to a country with your wife, and you step off the plane, and the authorities come and they say, "Oh, you two can't be together over here for a month. She has to live separate from you." That's what it's like. You know, that's the kind of relationship that it is, only a more spiritual, of course, not a carnal. So to be able to have countries like that in this world, and you know why, I don't see, to me it's horrible, and this is a damn ass mad. Why don't the agencies over there do something about it? You know? Why don't the agencies over here do something about it? Get off their ass and publicize it and let people know. You don't take a blind person's dog away. It's like somebody coming up to you and spraying your eyes. And now you're not going to see for a month. That's what it's like. It's the same damn thing. It's an act of violence, of horrendous violence, to do that to somebody who is blind and disabled. And we are totally against it. And believe me, if we had the money, we'd be in every damn Australian paper and radio station and television station that you could think of, blasting their ass until they changed it. And that goes for every country, not just Australia. So, yeah. No law. There again, there's no law. No law to protect you. Where's the law to protect you? You know? The American Embassy in Australia obviously doesn't do a damn thing about it. What do? They don't do anything. You know? Why don't the politicians send troops over there to protect us? Why don't they send the American Marines over there to protect a blind and disabled person whose dog is going to be taken from them? We're American citizens. That hasn't been done, has it? I'd like to see it done. You know, that's what should be. We have bases in many of these countries. I know we have them in Australia. Where's the protection? Why doesn't the president get the military to protect a blind person whose dog is going to be taken from them? We don't count, world. We're not equal, world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. That's what they said on the top 10 listing that we're a part of and proud of it. So this program that talks about England and Australia, I don't know the name of your show, but let's blast them. Let's do something about it. You know? And if we can raise any money through this committee to license the schools, maybe we can do an ad in the big Australia paper and let people know that it's horrible that we have to live like this, that our lives have to be torn, our hearts have to be torn from us in a spiritual way because we're blind or disabled. That dog is your heart. That dog is your life. That dog is the force. inside you. Nobody has a right to interfere with that. I told them in Hawaii, and I'm telling them in Australia, you'd have to kill me to get my dog. And they changed it in Hawaii. And they can change it in Australia. The people who don't want to do it shouldn't be in government. Get rid of them. Put people in there who want to give us rights, who care. You know, check the dog. You know, check them. Examine them. They have all this technology stuff now. A lot different than it was years ago. Inner sight around the world without... I'm mad or glad Monday without the phone calls. Apologize for that. But there's a lot to be glad about. Be glad that we're able to speak out. Be glad that we have some good people who care. Be glad that Inner Sight is among the top 10 shows. Be glad that we have 83,472 listeners. And be glad about that petition. Change.org. Don't forget to sign it. I want to thank all those who have signed. And all the comments people have made. And coming up this week on Father's Day, here's another excuse to sign. How many disabled dads will be denied a guide dog and a service dog this week? I don't care if there's only one, but I know there's a lot more. How many will be denied without a day in court, without rights, without considering, without the agency considering what they're doing to that person? How many will have trained 3 weeks at the school and be denied? How many have been on a waiting list for a year or more and told we don't have a dog for you? Sign for the disabled dads, who many of whom are trying to do more for their children. And wouldn't that dog help them protect the child, help them get around better so maybe they can get a job and pay taxes? See, this is why the government should protect us, because with that dog, you've got more of a chance to get a job, and you're going to pay taxes. The government benefits from that. Then why don't they protect us? Thank you for listening. Inner Sight around the world. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Get the system before it gets you. That's the subject tomorrow night. I want to thank everybody for listening. Wish Suzanne a speedy recovery in the hospital business. And we thank all our friends. Thank Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Their number is 516-798-1555. Great people over there who honor Joe Arion. And we honor all who believe in freedom and safety and peace and rights. Thank you very much. Inner Sight around the world, 631-224-3090, phone number. Be with you tomorrow night, Inner Sight, and thanks for putting us in the top 10. We really appreciate that on the pod. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.